by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear viewers of Madani channel الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله honestly each and every single day we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again I'm happy to be welcoming you back to our morning show many viewers of Madani channel rise and shine each and every single day we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran now remember that The Quran, whenever it is being recited, my dear viewers, it is our duty to whatever we are doing, anything we may be doing, put it aside. Listen to the Quran, listen to it attentively, inshallah. As usual, inshallah, we shall be beginning by listening to the glorious Quran, followed by a na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then moving on to our today's topic. What it is, inshallah, you shall find out very soon. First, let's listen to the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillah.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam Yes, my dear viewers of Madani channel Today's topic, inshallah wa azzajal Today I shall be speaking about dua Supplication, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And sometimes people think that du'as are not accepted You know, sometimes some people may be ill And they may think, Ya Allah, grant me shifa Ya Allah, remove this illness from me Ya Allah, I have a cough right now Remove this from me And it may not happen immediately. And they may think, Allahu Akbar, now my dua is not being accepted. But what they do not know, now what they don't know, inshallah, I shall tell you a little later when we do come to our topic. Subhanallah, as usual, my dear viewers, let's listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله لاج رکھنا کہ میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, عشق آنکھوں میں آئے ہوئے ہیں. لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, عشق آنکھوں میں آئے ہوئے ہیں. لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, عشق آنکھوں میں آئے ہوئے ہیں. یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے, یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے, آقا تشریف لائے ہوئے ہیں. یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے, آقا تشریف لائے ہوئے ہیں. نام نبیوں کے بے شک بڑے ہیں, عظمتوں کے نگینے جڑے ہیں, عظمتوں کے نگینے جڑے مقتدی بن کے پیچھے کھڑے ہیں, مقتدی بن کے پیچھے کھڑے ہیں. ہاں ہاں مقتدی بن کے پیچھے کھڑے ہیں, وہ جو پہلے سے آئے ہوئے مقتدی بن کے پیچھے کھڑے ہیں, وہ جو پہلے سے آئے ہوئے ہیں. لب پہ صلی علی کے ترانے, عشق آنکھوں میں آئے ہوئے ہیں. جھک رہا ہے فلک بھی زمین بھی, ایسی چوکھٹ نہ دیکھی کہیں بھی, ایسی چوکھٹ نہ دیکھی کہیں بھی, جس جگہ جبرائیل امی بھی, جس جگہ جبرائیل امی بھی, اپنی گردن جھکائے ہوئے ہیں. جس جگہ جبرائیل امی بھی, امی بھی, جس جگہ اپنی گردن جھکائے جھکائے, جس جگہ جبرائیل امی بھی اپنی گردن جھکائے ہوئے ہیں. یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے, ہاں 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 یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے, آقا تشریف لائے ہوئے ہیں. در کھلے ان کی جوتوں سخا کے فیض جاری ہے لطف و عطا کے فیض جاری ہے لطف و عطا کے آئے دربار میں مصطفیٰ کے میرے آقا کے آئے دربار میں مصطفیٰ کے جو بھی غم کے ستائے ہوئے ہیں دربار میں مصطفیٰ کے جو بھی غم کے ستائے ہوئے ہیں یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے آقا تشریف لائے ہوئے ہیں. زندگی دور رہ کے ادوری حسرت دید کب ہوگی پوری. زندگی دور رہ کے ادوری حسرت دید کب ہوگی پوری. حسرت دید کب ہوگی پوری. حسرت دید کب ہوگی پوری. اپنی پلکوں پہ ہم بھی ظہوری ظہوری. اپنی پلکوں پہ ہم بھی ظہوری. چند اشاک میں لائے ہوئے ہیں اپنی پلکوں پہ ہم بھی ظہوری. چند آنسو سجائے ہوئے ہیں لب پہ صلی اللہ کے ترانے ترانے. لب پہ صلی اللہ کے ترانے ترانے. لب پہ صلی اللہ کے ترانے. اشک آنکھوں میں آئے ہوئے ہیں یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے. ہاں 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 یہ ہوا یہ فضا کہہ رہی ہے آقا تشریف لائے.
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. مدی ویورز آف مدنی چینل الحمدللہ عز و جل, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, مدی ویورز آف مدنی چینل انشاءاللہ عز و جل. I would like to begin by mentioning a story, مدی ویورز, and this story is, subhanAllah, it's not from a ordinary person. It's not from a companion, but rather it is from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam himself. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he was telling the companions that there were three people, they were traveling and it began to rain. And when it began to rain, they went into a cave, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and they may have rested some time, spent some time in the cave. And whilst they were there, and this happens, you know, for example, mountainous areas, they have things which they call landsliding. You know, you get huge boulders, huge rocks fall, coming from the top of the mountains, and you know, they block things, and this is what happened. A huge boulder fell from the top of the mountain and it blocked the exit, the entrance and the exit, the mouth of the cave, you can say. Now imagine, Allahu Akbar, this was my dear viewers in them days, where nowadays you might think, oh chalo, I'll just call my friend, and you know, he'll just come and they'll move it. You can even call the police, they'll arrange something, they'll, you know, go get a crane or something to remove the boulder. Now what did they do? They had no phones. It wasn't a time when there were phones, but the viewers of Madani Channel. So they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them said, let's do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, we say dua is powerful. Undoubtedly it is powerful. The strength of dua, usilahul mu'min, we've heard this so many times, that dua is a weapon of a believer. But what it really means by a weapon of a believer, subhanAllah, what strength, what power the dua has, my dear viewers of Madin Shalom, we can really understand from this parable, from this story being told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the companions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of them advised the others, let's all do dua together. You know, let's one of us, and let's go through the wasila. Seek the wasila of our actions, any good action we may have performed. And this is what they did. They did dua, they mentioned an action, and this also proves wasila, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. One person, he raises his hands, he does dua, he supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya Allah, I used to take my herd of sheep, goats, whatever they may have been, and I used to take them every single day. I used to take them quite far and wide. And then I used to go also bring milk back. And whenever I used to bring milk, Ya Allah, I had parents who were elderly. I also have children, but I would always grant this to my parents first. I would never give it to my children until first my parents had had some milk, until first I had presented it to my parents, my mother and my father. And he says, Ya Allah, there was one day when I had come back late and my parents had fallen asleep. And my children wished for the milk, the children were crying, but Ya Allah, I remained standing waiting for my parents. I did not awake them and tell them, here is some milk. No, because I did not wish to disturb them. Ya Allah, this is his dua. That Ya Allah, if I did this purely for your sake, then Ya Allah, please move this boulder so that we can see the sky. And he says that he does this dua, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. He completes his dua and the boulder moves, such that they're not able to pass through, but they're able to see the sky, subhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, they did this dua and the boulder moved. Imagine the strength of the dua, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, where three men of them days, and yes, it is true that people were stronger in that day and age. Now three men, my dear viewers, they're not able to move, they were not able to push this boulder. But one person did dua and the boulder moved. SubhanAllah. And then it says that the next person does the dua also. What does dua does the next person do? He says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers, he says, Ya Allah. He says, Ya Allah, there was once a time where I was in love, so deep in love with one of, you know, a relative, this female, this relative of his. And I really, really wished, Ya Allah, I had false and bad and wrong intentions, Ya Allah. And once she was in need, and she needed my help. But I said I will only help her if she was to give herself. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I gave her 100 dirhams. Because she agreed. So I gave her 100 dirhams. But when the time came, she said to me, "The O servant of Allah, fear your Lord. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then Ya Allah, immediately I had fear, Ya Allah, if I had fear for you, if the action I did, I left a sin. Ya Allah, if this action I did, if I did it for you, then Ya Allah, please move the boulder. That person, he completed his dua and the boulder moved. My dear viewers, we really, really need to think about this. That this really was people doing dua and a huge boulder moving. Just imagine this, the strength of the dua. Imagine what you would require, the machinery you would require to move such a huge boulder. And this is what they did. And then the third person does dua. There was an employee working for him. And this employee of his, he offered to pay him his wage. The employee rejected it. And the employee then left. And this person, he invested that wage. It is stated in one hadith sharif, is, you know, some rice, my dear viewers. It's also stated, you know, like he invested this rice and he earned so much, there was so much barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in that he had a huge herd of sheep. He had a huge herd of sheep. Sometime later, that employee came back and he said, "Give me my money, give me my wage." This person did not say, "I offered you, you rejected it." He said, "No, you want your wage? Here is your wage." All of these sheep, all of these goats, all this entire herd is yours. He says, "Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me?" He says, "No, I'm not mocking you, I'm serious." He says, "What happened was, when you did not take your wage, I invested it. And this is the outcome of it. This is the result. This is all I have made from it. So now this is yours." And that person, he doesn't say, "Okay, I'll take some and I'll leave some for you." No, he takes the entire thing and he goes. Subhanallah. But this person who's doing dua, he says, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I did all that. I gave the entire herd to him. Ya Allah, if I did it for your sake, then Ya Allah, please move the boulder." And the boulder moved, my dear viewers, inshallah, and they were able to leave, they were able to exit. The power of dua, really. Du'a'u silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Now, if they were to have a weapon, if they were to have a sword, if they were to have a lance, whatever weapon they would have, if they were to hit it and hit it and hit it, it would probably, Allahu Akbar, imagine how long it would take them if they would get out. They may even starve before that, my dear viewers. But yet, what did they do? They raised their hands. They raised their hands and they did dua, my dear viewers, inshallah. And then this dua was accepted. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers. Let's move to our today's reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's message, inshallah, such a message that this will increase the love in our society. Why is this? Sadly, today, that, you know, the love between Muslims, this is decreasing. Today, a mother doesn't want to speak to her son. Today, brothers don't want to speak to brothers. Sisters don't want to speak to sisters. Best friends of 10, 15, 20 years, they don't want to speak to anyone anymore. from our dear respected Islamic brothers, let's increase love in our society. One simple way which we can increase love in our society, what is that? Give salam. And sadly, giving salam today, giving salam to your Muslims, this is sadly decreasing in our society, that we don't say salam anymore. What do we say? Good morning, good afternoon, yo, yes, how are you doing? We say these kind of statements. My dear respected Islamic brothers, saying hi, saying hello, saying good morning, saying good afternoon, there is no good deed that Allah will grant you for these statements. But if you say assalamu alaikum, then Allah Azawajal, He will grant you 10 good deeds. If you add wa rahmatullah, then Allah will grant you 10 good deeds. If you say the full salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Allah Azawajal will grant you 30 virtues, 30 good deeds, inshallah. And what is the meaning of salam? You know, we try to say salam to our Muslims, but what is the meaning of salam? It's mentioned that if you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, this means peace be upon you, mercy and blessings be upon you. Allahu Akbar. This is the dua that you are giving to your Muslim, inshallah. If this doesn't increase the love between you two, then what else will increase the love? So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, try to, inshallah, increase this habit of giving salam to other Muslims, inshallah. You might be thinking, brother, 30 virtues. You mentioned 20 virtues. You mentioned 10 virtues, 10 good deeds. Why is 10 virtues? Why is 10, 20 good deeds? Why is 30 good deeds? You know, in this world, we don't understand how valuable one good deed is. But remember one thing, on that day of judgment, when everyone will be worried about their own soul, it's mentioned that a son will come to his mother. Oh, my mother, you looked after me in the world. You gave me your milk. You looked after me. You gave me a good upbringing. Oh, my mother, please give me one good deed today. And what will the mother say? The mother that loved a child to bits would do anything for a child. The mother will say that I'm worried for my own soul, go to someone else. The mother will come to her son then, and the mother will say, oh my son, I looked after you in the world. Look how much care I took after you. Look at the upbringing that I gave you. Please today, give me one good deed. And that day of judgment, the son will not be willing to give his mother one good deed. The mother will not be willing to give her son one good deed. So this is how valuable good deeds are, my dear respected Islamic brothers. So try to perform good deeds. Try to increase your good deeds, inshallah azawajal. Inshallah azawajal, we will see blessings not only in this world, but inshallah azawajal, we will see blessings in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our daily reminder. Now, mashallah azza wa jalla, today our topic today, inshallah azza wa jalla, as we are already speaking and listening in regards to dua, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, it is absolutely imperative, it is necessary for us. Yes, it is important for us. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that do dua, I shall accept your prayers. If we were to, you see, a problem we have in this day and age, my dear viewers, just generally, not in this day and age, Allahu Akbar, a problem we have as man, we depend on the people, we rely on the people, we trust in the people. But sadly, we do not have that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, this, you know, we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no option. But that trust, that reliance, it seems as if it is weak. We do not have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reliance, we do not rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have that in us, my dear viewers. If you were to have a friend, and a very, very close friend, and you were to ask anything from your friend, let's just say you ask him for some money, and then your friend, you know, if he's a really good friend, yes, he would give you money. If you needed it, he would give you it. And then again you ask your friend, and you know, again he'll give you it. This is your best friend, you know, whenever you need help, I'm always there for you. Do not worry, this is what we say to each other. Let's say you ask him for a third time, again he'll give you a third time, maybe a fourth time, but then something comes to his mind, he's thinking, this this friend of mine, you know, there's something wrong. Either he's got a big problem or he's taking advantage. See, things, you know, or now he's falling into problem. Now, due to this, he's going on this wrong thing, or due to this, he's doing this. You know, he's just spending a lot of money. What's the reason? He wants to think. You know, he looks into it. What is this person spending money? He may even ask you, what is it for now? And then sometimes you don't wish to explain, but he's the one giving you the money. So then you will, maybe you'll have to tell him. Okay, and then he thinks he's your good friend. He thinks, okay, that's a good reason. Okay, I'll give you more. But then you ask him again. Remember, this is your best friend, and this, we don't have many of these friends. Nowadays, when people hardly have friends, they just have associates, they have class fellows, they have people they know. People rarely have proper good friends in this day and age. But even if they do, 2, 3, 4 maybe, even within that group, my dear viewers, there'll be so much animosity, backbiting. But let's just say this was your best friend. And this was a very, very good friend. He is a good friend, subhanAllah. But then you ask him again, and you ask him again. Now, he's trying to think, yes, I understand he's got a problem, but come on, how much can I do for you? You know, you're going to have to really sort yourself out now. Think about it. You know, you've got to do something. You can't keep asking people. This is what I say. But he'll give you it. And then you ask him again, and he'll give it. But then the time will come, we know. Really, asking once, twice, thrice. Maybe if you've got a really good friend, he'll give you it. Fourth time, fifth time, but then it changes. For many people, they don't even get to 3 or 4. For the best of friends, 5, 6, 7, let's say 10, my dear viewers, thus it'll stop. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask me more. And when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's not a distance which grows in between, no, my dear viewers. If you ask your friend and you keep asking, your friend would slowly try to distance himself from you. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this only brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you even more for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for that. He rewards you even more for that. But when a person, he does not do dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes it. No, my dear viewers. We should pray, we should ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask, and I shall give to you. Our problem is that we do not ask really. Even if we do pray our salah, after salah, how many of us do dua? How many of us really supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, when something bad happens, when something goes wrong, what do we do? Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, help me. This something. Ya Allah, I have this problem. I've been inflicted with such and such problem, such and such a disease. Ya Allah, please help me. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, whatever the case, hardship or ease, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, each and every single day we have our daily hadith sharif, and then we shall come back to our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْسُ مَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِئِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَحْمُهَا. That have taqwa, fear Allah azza wa jal, wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former bad deed. وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the Day of Judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanallah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers, alhamdulillah, azzurra, today we are speaking about dua, doing dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in the times of difficulty, hardships, but also, my dear viewers, even thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of ease. And we've spoken about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much previously, my dear viewers. Do dua, always do dua. After your prayers, after your salat, do dua. Do dua for those who have passed away. Yes, because there's a hadith shrif, my dear viewers, it stated that the person who has passed away, when he is in his grave, he is like a ghariq, he is like a person who is drowning, al-mutaghawwith. He's calling out for help, help me, help me. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. And he says that yantaziru da'watan. He is waiting for somebody's du'as. And then that when this du'a reaches him, it's more beloved to him than the entire world of what is in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him such rewards which equate to the size of mountains, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. You should do dua, always do dua. Do dua for those people who have passed away. And do dua, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for many things, but there's also particular duas for waking up, for sleeping, there is a dua. There is also a dua for entering the home. What is this dua? Let's ask Ghulami Rasul. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Kanis Fatima, slowly.
Why are you in a hurry? People in the house can get worried because of this.
Stop, Kanis Fatima.
Our Islam teaches us the manners of entering the house.
Manners of entering the house?
Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal.
Our beautiful religion teaches us manners for everything.
So listen, before entering home, recite this dua after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. After that, enter the house with the right foot first. Then say salam to the family members and enter the house. And if there's no one at home, then say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Kanis Fatima, will you remember these things?
Why not, Brother Ram Rasul? First of all, read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim and then enter with the right foot. Then say salam. If there's no one at home, then say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Madani Munna Ghulam Rasool, Ghulam Bar
Oh wow, spinach! I just love spinach. But Brother Ram Rasool told me that we have to wash our hands and mouth before eating.
Mashallah! But Kanis Fatma, you have to change your clothes. Take your shoes off, put them on the shoe rack, wash your hands and face, and then eat. Otherwise, the school uniform can get dirty if you don't change it.
Okay, Brother Ram Rasool, I'll be right back.
Dear children, today we learnt that we should end home with Bismillah and the right foot, and also say Salaam. You too, make this your habit and earn loads of reward.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi azzurli, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, sadly we're coming to the close of our program, but one thing, something I've begun with, that many people, we do dua, we think to ourselves that we are doing dua, but our duas are not accepted. So some people, they think, what's the point in doing dua? There's no point, you know, I'm doing dua, every day I do dua, my dua is not being accepted. So there's no point in doing dua, I might as well stop doing dua. No, my dear viewers, this is our problem, we do not have that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, when we do dua, our dua shall be accepted, then we should trust in Allah. Allah has told us our dua shall be accepted. What does it matter after that what we think? But my dear viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, he says that when a person does dua, yes, his dua is accepted. It's accepted in various ways, my dear viewers. Either it is a means of forgiveness for his sins. Yes, we do dua every single day, but we are always committing sins every single day, my dear viewers. Maybe when we were doing dua, then maybe our sins were being forgiven. Maybe our sins have been forgiven due to this. And on the day of judgment, inshallah, we shall not be punished, inshallah, if by means of our dua, our sins are forgiven. This is one way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our dua. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He grants it to you in this world. You say that, Ya Allah azza wa jalla, I wish to have a child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you a child. You say, Ya Allah azza wa jalla, I have a difficulty, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it for you. Ya Allah azza wa jalla, I have lost my job, Ya Allah, help me get another job. Ya Allah, I have less sustenance coming in, Ya Allah, increase my sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more sustenance. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is, yes, when your dua is, you know, in all cases it is accepted, but you have seen the outcome of the dua, it has been accepted. And the third, my dear viewers, is that on the day of judgment, some people will come and they shall see that throughout the entire world on the book of deeds, they've hardly done any deeds, my dear viewers, but they shall see mountains of reward. They shall see mountains of reward. And they shall think, you know, where did this reward come from? When you did dua in the world, you were not immediately given it. But, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that dua has now come in the form of reward. Mountains, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And then a person would say, if only none of my du'as had been accepted in the world. This is what a person would think. So now you are thinking, my dear viewers, yes, if my du'a, I wish for every single one of my du'as to be accepted. But then on the day of judgment, you will say, if only none of my du'as were accepted in the world, I would have been given more reward, subhanAllah. Yes, my dear viewers, do not ever become despondent, do not ever become saddened. No, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as. And sometimes you may realize that, you know, I was possibly using my phone and driving, I was possibly, you know, talking to somebody, and then I quickly looked and I quickly turned, and if I was a split second later, I would have probably had an accident, I may have died. Allahu Akbar. Yes, many of us may have thought, oh, if only this happened, wow, imagine I could have fell. But dear viewers, sometimes when we do dua, we think it's not accepted, but maybe you were supposed to die in that car crash. Maybe you were supposed to fall from that height and this was about to kill you, or this was about to disable you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted this dua, but in a different form, in a way which is better for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from your bones being broken, from you becoming disabled, from you dying. When you did dua, when you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this should be our routine, our habit, my dear viewers, to regularly do dua. And from the hadith, from the story at the beginning, we heard that when we do dua, seek a wasila. Seek the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seek the wasila of your good deeds, those good deeds which you have done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salih, my dear viewers, time is up. That's all for now. Look after yourselves, all my dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, if you are going through difficulty, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop sinning, do dua, ask your parents to do dua for you, and inshallah, your duas undoubtedly will be accepted. That's all for now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise.